It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2691, Declutter Your Kitchen by Tossing These 10 Things by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Hope you're having a great start to your week if you're listening in real time. This is where I read to you from some of the best blogs I can find and get permission from. So with that, let's get right to today's Minimalist Monday post and start optimizing your life. Declutter Your Kitchen by Tossing These 10 Things by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. Declutter your kitchen to create space in the room we often spend the most time. The kitchen is where we gather, nourish, work, and relax. It's also a clutter hotspot that can affect how you feel in your home. Some of these 10 quote-unquote things are areas or categories to address when you declutter your kitchen. You'll let go of more than 10 things by addressing each area and thing thoughtfully. Consider what enough means to you as you move through each category as you declutter your kitchen. It'll be different for everyone depending on family size, interest in cooking, and other lifestyle factors. Declutter your kitchen by tossing these 10 things. Move through these things and areas of your kitchen at a pace that works well for you. One a day may work for some, or move through all of them in a day if you have the time and energy. When you consider tossing these items, donate or recycle when possible. Number one, declutter your junk drawers. Declutter your kitchen by starting with your junk drawer. The junk drawer is usually where you put things that don't have a place of their own, but then you forget what's in there and the stuff really does become junk. Number two, clean off the kitchen table. If your kitchen table is also a dumping ground for mail, homework, and other things that get in the way of you actually eating at your table, consider declaring the table a clutter-free zone. Once you declutter your kitchen, you'll want to spend more time at the kitchen table enjoying a nice meal, cup of tea, or coffee. Number three, declutter your countertops. Declutter your kitchen by creating countertop space to create. There's nothing wrong with small appliances like a blender, toaster, or air fryer, but let go of the ones you don't use and hide the ones you don't use daily. Clear countertops make cleaning easier and preparing food more fun. Number four, dump the duplicates. From measuring cups and spoons to peelers, corkscrews, whisks, wooden spoons, and spatulas, you may have more than you need. Look at things like pots, pans, mixing bowls, and daily dishes, cups, and utensils. In some cases, you may want more than one, but challenge what you need by hiding all of the duplicates and extras for a while. See what it's like to have one cheese grater or just enough plates to feed your family. If you only need extras for special occasions, keep them somewhere out of sight to improve the flow of your day-to-day kitchen activities. Number five, clean off the front of your refrigerator. This one task will go a long way when you declutter your kitchen. Remove everything from the front of your fridge, even the cute children's artwork and photos, for now. Put it all in a box or envelope for 30 days and see how it feels. You may not even notice you aren't noticing it until it's gone. Do you miss it? Do you want to display it all again, or do you want to display less or nothing? Number six, storage containers and the lids. Declutter your kitchen in this area by starting with any orphaned items. You can easily let go of the lids that don't have a matching container. Then assess your storage needs. Do you need as many containers as you have? Less doesn't mean nothing, but paring down can help you create space. Number seven, let go of the hard to clean stuff. If you have things in the kitchen that you never use because they're a pain to clean, let go. You'll release the item and the stress that goes along with knowing you have to spend extra time cleaning it. As you declutter your kitchen, consider not only the space you are creating, but the time too. Number eight, decide how many coffee cups you need. Coffee cups are a special kind of clutter. They're easy to gift or purchase and hard to refuse and let go of. The funny part is, no matter how many cups you have, you probably have a favorite and would barely notice if the rest were gone. Number nine, declutter your spices. Spices seem to build up overnight. Take inventory and only keep the spices you use. Let the rest go or keep the ones you rarely use in a different area or towards the back of your spice collection so you don't have to sort through them every time you cook. And number 10, use the fancy dishes. If you have a fancy set of dishes a family member passed down or other dishes you don't use, consider donating them or using them. As they say, life is short, use the fancy dishes. They do say that, right? And you may have noticed that clutter attracts clutter and calm attracts calm. Focus on the cluttered areas that attract more clutter so you can walk into your kitchen and feel calm. When the clutter feels overwhelming, shift your focus to how you want to feel in the space. Declutter your kitchen on a regular basis, and you'll begin to notice more calm and less clutter so you can feel more at ease in a space where you spend lots of time. You just listened to the post titled "Declutter Your Kitchen by Tossing These 10 Things" by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Courtney. There was a little tip in there that I think could work for all of these categories. So in numbers, I think 4 and 5, one was talking about cleaning off the front of your refrigerator. And she said, remove everything from the front of your fridge, even the cute children's artwork and photos, for now. Those are the key words, for now. Try 30 days, maybe even 60 or 90, half a year, even a full year, if you're afraid of letting those things go. And then if after that set amount of time, you don't miss it, then it's much easier to get rid of. I know I've talked about this before, but I think it's a nice compromise, especially if you're struggling to let certain things go or you feel attached. Again, this strategy can work for pretty much everything she talked about, those junk drawers, the table and countertops, duplicates, storage containers and lids, you name it. Try putting it away just for a while if you're not sure, and then reassess once a certain amount of time has passed. Hopefully that'll help you let go of clutter since you'll actually see how it wasn't helping and how you didn't end up missing those things at all while still feeling the clutter-free environment in the meantime. So let me know how it goes. Thank you for being here and listening along with me. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow reading to you where your optimal life awaits.